Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. She speaks, and here she speaks of things that matter. I am your host Oikon, and today is the 14th day out of 25 days of gratitude with She Speaks. It's the 14th day of the Podmas challenge, and with so much joy in my heart, I'm so grateful that I've been able to be consistent. I'm so grateful that we've come thus far, from first down to fifth day to the 10th day, and now wow, the 14th day. And as usual, today we're going to be having a guest in our midst, a guest with us. And today I'm bringing Oligios. Okay, today I've got some of my favorite people. Today I have a friend of mine with us. His name is William Zulua Dimladi, and Dimladi is one of the best gifts that Babcock has given to me. He's forever a delight, forever a pleasure to see Dimladi and even talk with him. Dimladi is one of those friends that will make sure that your success story becomes a reality. Dimladi is one of those friends that even if you're selling air, as per air that we breathe, he'll make sure to patronize you and tell the whole world about it. Dimladi is that kind of friend that carries his friend's matter in his head like it's his, and is forever that person that reminds you of your values, right? I'm just so grateful that I have someone like this in my corner, and such a pleasure to even bring him on here on She Speaks. And today, just like every other person, he's going to be telling us what he is grateful for, and probably share a thing or two with us as well. Please don't forget to keep your locks here and tell a friend to listen to She Speaks. Stay with me.
Okay, so hi everyone, my name is Dimladi and I'm here on the She Speaks podcast. Yay! Today is day 14 of the Podmas Gratitude Challenge, and honestly, I'm grateful for quite a lot of things because God has been so faithful to me, you know, this year and throughout my entire lifetime. So I'm grateful for quite a lot, but just to mention a few. Well, I'm grateful for life because, you know, God has been keeping us till today. Grateful for life. Grateful for good health. Grateful for protection because I travel a lot. My family too travels a lot. And God has been protecting us. He has been keeping us from accidents and different things. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for my family because my family is a type of family that you can talk to. Some people don't have the privilege of speaking to their family, like, about stuff they're going through or stuff they're not just comfortable about. So I'm grateful for my family because we are just blessed with that closeness where we can speak to each other about what's on our mind. I'm grateful for my friends. Ah, God, I love my friends. Wait for my friends, wait for Witty, Blessed, Bobo, Favo, Azizat, Olamide, Andrew, Ella, Victory, Inta, Shalom. I'm grateful for Shalom. You know, I just started getting to know Shalom earlier this year, and she has been an amazing person throughout. And I'm grateful for strength. I'm grateful for strength. Father Ye is ripping me apart. God forbid, yeah. Well, Father Ye is ripping me apart. You know, it's not easy with projects and with from project to school work to exams to tests to results issues to everything. I'm grateful for strength. I'm grateful for peace. That was weird, but yeah, I'm grateful for peace because some things happened this year that, I don't know, ordinarily I should have been really worked up about or really mentally down about, but I was just at peace because I knew that God was going to take control of the situation. So I'm grateful for that feeling of peace. even in times where it was not peaceful. So I'm also grateful for my relationship with God. It hasn't been an easy one because, you know, there's a lot of information now everywhere. So, you know, it's really hard for like a young adult trying to build their relationship with God to really narrow it down. So I'm grateful for my relationship with God. I'm grateful for the fact that I have significantly improved with my relationship with God. I'm grateful for the fact that I can now surrender to God. Because, you know, it's in the human nature to want to try to fix things on our own. I'm grateful for the fact that I can now give it all to Him wholeheartedly and just, you know, let go and let God, you know. I'm grateful for the fact that, you know, even when I was in the flame, I still had that hope that I'll come out purified instead of burnt. I don't know why I'm using big English, but yeah, I'm grateful for Johnny Messi's because, the shege that I've seen on this Nigeria road is next level. I'm grateful for my choir members, even though we have our run-ins. I love my choir members because my choir members are one of the best people I've ever met in my life. I'm grateful for my lecturers. They're so marble. One way or another, they've actually helped me, and I'm grateful for that. I have a lot of stuff to be grateful about because God is just amazing. That's honestly what I can say. I have no words, but God has honestly been so amazing in my life, and it has been testimonies upon testimonies, and God has been showing up for me in ways that I didn't even imagine. You know, this miracle working God, you know, showing up for me, and I'm like, my God, my Father, I'm grateful for my birthday this year, because I don't really look forward to my birthdays, but like this year I was actually looking forward to it, and my friends celebrated me, so that was a very good thing. I don't know, there was just this joy on that day. Everybody was happy. I'm grateful for the gift of, it's not even a gift, I'm grateful for the ability to be happy, because this is a very sad world. You know, every small thing, you look here, somebody's making you angry, you look here, somebody's making you sad, everybody's trying to touch your emotions, touch everywhere. So I'm just grateful that even despite all these things happening around, I can still be happy. I can still say I'm very happy. I'm grateful for mental stability, because personally for me, I kind of deal with some mental issues, so I don't really know how to navigate my emotions and all of that when I'm feeling down and all. But this year I've just been so normal. Let me just say normal. I've just been so normal, and you know, I've just been stable. Yeah, I think that's the word. I've just been stable. So I'm grateful for that. So yeah, I'm grateful for everybody in my life, everything in my life. I know that everything in my life is working for my good, for the good of others. And thank you very much, Oikon, for having me on your podcast. You're still my fan. I'm still your number one fan, but you're still my fan. And I pray that God will bless you. Amen.
Guys, that was Demlade the farmer. I call him the farmer because he studies at Greek. And if you're studying at Greek, I'm so sorry. You're not a farmer. Demlade is the only farmer. I'm very sorry. Hi guys, so I'm grateful that I had Demlade here, and I'm grateful that he has things to be grateful for, because I mean, he's my friend and it's a pleasure to always see my friends doing good, right? Dumlari did not say he's grateful for me. He says grateful for Shalom. I don't know who Shalom is, but I know it's not me. So don't forget to share this with somebody. Don't forget to tell a friend to be grateful today. And don't forget that I'm always rooting for you. Have an amazing day.